The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. It is Wednesday, October 7th at 6:31 p.m. And you are joining me midweek on this, what would have been a National Walk to School Day. For so many of us in the state of Washington and even across the country, perhaps our walk to school was a little bit abbreviated compared to years past. But hopefully you have been able to, with children and families, be able to walk around our lovely neighborhoods, walk through our parks, stay socially distanced, walk through the yards, hike through our trails and woods and up and down our mountains while doing all sorts of remote schooling. Remember that you can always find any state-level updates on COVID-19 online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Influenza vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. Go to knockouttheflu.org to find a vaccination location near you. We have lots of state-level updates this week because the governor has confirmed that all of Washington's 39 counties will remain, until further notice, in their current phases of reopening, but that adjusted guidelines for various sectors of the economy and community are effective immediately. And here they are, listeners. Libraries in Phase 2 counties may open for indoor activity up to 25% capacity, bringing them into alignment with current rules for museums. Tournaments and crowds for youth and adult sports are still prohibited in Phase 1 and Phase 2 counties, but more school and non-school sports, both indoor and outdoor, will be allowed, according to various local metrics that are aligned with state metrics for school reopening recommendations. Movie theaters in Phase 2 counties may operate at 25% capacity, and in Phase 3 counties at 50% capacity. Theater attendees will be required to maintain a 6-foot social distance between households and will be required to wear facial coverings at all times when not eating and drinking. I'm certain that KTQA engineer Sam will be quite pleased at that development, since he is looking forward to one of his cultural icon novels being adapted to film. If you think that you know, listeners, you can text us at 253-330-8821 if you think that you can guess what Sam's favorite upcoming novel adaptation to film may be. But back to our state-level updates. Alcohol service at restaurants in Phase 2 and 3 counties may continue until 11 p.m. This is a slight adjustment because previously restaurants were required to stop serving alcohol at 10 p.m. Table service at restaurants in Phase 2 counties is increased to 6 individuals, that's up from 5, and in Phase 3, restaurants may serve tables up to 8 individuals. Wedding receptions occurring in Phase 3 counties may have up to 50 guests. Sorry for those of us in Pierce County that are getting married. You're still limited to your wedding guests. Retail events may occur outdoors in Phase 3 counties with up to 200 people. Real estate open houses may be held, but attendance must be limited according to gathering sizes that are permitted in the county in which the real estate open house takes place. Protocols for outdoor recreation events such as bicycle, skiing, long distance running, and kayak races, and also multi-sport competitions like triathlons have been issued for Phase 2 and Phase 3 counties. Guidance for water recreation facilities, both public and private, have been significantly changed. New rules allow for all water recreation facilities to open except for activity pools with play features. Those activity pools with play features are the child wading pools, spray grounds, and the like. So those are still closed right now. But limited use pools, such as those at HOAs, assisted living facilities, apartment complexes, hotels, and motels, are allowed to open by appointment or with maximum occupancy based on square footage. Pools must be staffed at all times when in use, and in general, no more than two swimmers are permitted in an exercise lane. Swim instructors who are closer than 6 feet from students must wear a face shield with waterproof or quick-drying cloth attached to it and may only have contact with the student for 5 minutes per instructional session. Full guidance memos on all of these updates can be read online at governor.wa.gov or at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news and issues sections. Continuing with Washington State news, the Washington State Department of Licensing is continuing to extend the expiration dates of valid Washington State driver's licenses and instruction permits. Now listen up, KTQA listeners, because this is a little bit confusing at first. Automatic extensions apply to driver's licenses and learner's permits that expired between March 1st and April 30th. These will expire 9 months after the date printed on the card. Licenses and permits that were set to expire between May 1st and June 30th were extended by 6 months. And for licenses and permits that were set to expire between July 1st and December 31st, the expiration will be 3 months after the date printed on the card. Permit holders can continue to practice driving. The Department of Licensing will not be issuing new cards with the new expiration dates. And it recommends actually carrying documentation about these extensions while operating a vehicle and presenting it with your expired document to law enforcement or anyone else who needs to verify your identity. Almost everyone with a license or permit is currently eligible for online renewal, and that is encouraged at this time because driver's licensing offices are operating by appointment only. And so anyone who cannot renew online should consider scheduling an appointment very soon because the DOL is reporting that it can take up to 30 days or more to get into your local office. Drivers or businesses needing to validate an expiration date can do so on the DOL website. The Washington State Arts Commission, known as ArtsWA, along with the Washington State Department of Commerce, are accepting grant requests of up to $10,000 by arts-based organizations affected by the pandemic. Applications are due by October 23rd, and funds must be expended by December 31st of this year. The grants are for general operating costs. For more info, visit arts.wa.gov and click on CARES Relief Grants. The Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission has extended a moratorium on late fees and shutoffs until the end of April of next year. Customers of privately owned utilities won't risk having their heat or lights shut off this winter. The moratorium does not apply to public utilities. But for our local listeners, TPU customers can visit mytpu.org/COVID-19 for information about bill assistance, or you can also call Tacoma Public Utilities at 253-502-8600. Tacoma Public Utilities, incidentally, has received reports from customers that there's some scam activity in the community, and it recommends that if you get called from someone claiming to be from Tacoma Public Utilities, and they are demanding immediate payment, you should hang up the phone. Tacoma Public Utilities reminds customers that employees will never call or email or make a home visit demanding an immediate payment. Tacoma Public Utilities employees will never call, email, or make a home visit requesting credit card or banking or financial information. They will never request payment on a prepaid card, and they will not shut off service without providing written notice at least 7 days in advance. For more information, you can go to mytpu.org/scams or call 253-502-8600 to speak with Tacoma Public Utilities customer service. We have some regional news. Parts of South King County are reporting very high COVID-19 infection rates. In addition to free testing sites that are already in operation in Kent and Auburn, testing will begin by appointment at the Federal Way Aquatic Center starting October 13th and will run all day Monday through Saturday. Relatedly, somewhat, the Federal Way Public Schools announced that all students will continue with remote schooling through the December break due to high case counts and the need to avoid any false start reopening. That is something that is of some disappointment for some students, teachers, and families, but will at least allow others to plan. There is also a free back-to-school vaccination and flu clinic in Kent this October 10th. King County school-aged children can get vaccinations required for returning to in-person learning or any kinds of booster shots, and all community members ages 4 and older can get a flu shot. The drive-through vaccination clinic is October 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's available from the Seattle Visiting Nurse Association, the Kent School District, and the Public Health Department of Seattle and King County. The vaccinations will include Tdap, Dtap, MMR, Hep B, varicella, and polio, in addition to influenza shots for all community members age 4 and up. The vaccination clinics will be held at the Showware Center, located at 625 West James Street in Kent. No registration is required for childhood vaccines. Be prepared for a possible wait during any high traffic periods, and if you are coming for a flu vaccine only, they ask that you register in advance at the following website, schedule.seattlevna.com. Most of the childhood vaccines are available to all kids at no cost, and no health insurance is required. This is in response to vaccination rates dropping by up to 30% at some points for regular childhood vaccines during the past 6 months while we have been experiencing various shutdowns, closures, and lockdowns due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department today added a new listing to its COVID-19 dashboard at tpchd.org. listing specific outbreaks involving businesses with 60 or more employees with 10 or more COVID-19 cases. As of today, only one business was listed. It is the Fred Meyer Distribution Center in Puyallup. Moving on to Tacoma news. Tacoma's Rental Housing Assistance Program has funds available to help those who cannot afford part or all of their rent due to hardship caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Restrictions have been loosened, and some households are able to reapply for additional funds. So if you have received rental housing assistance from Tacoma's Housing Assistance Program, it's okay. You can still apply again. There are more funds available, but the deadline to apply is October 12th. You can learn more information and apply at cityoftacoma.org/coronavirus, or you can call 311 during business hours and ask for the rental assistance information. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's remaining free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include Stewart Heights Park and UW Tacoma tomorrow, that's Thursday, October 8th, and Tacoma Community College on Friday, October 9th. for the health department free testing events. No ID is required. The tests are free and they are open to anyone. Many testing events run all day from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but check tpchd.org/COVID test for specific times. Remember that community healthcare with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is offering testing for COVID-19, even if you are not a community healthcare patient. You can call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment. And for those who are considering applying for college, continuing your post-secondary education through college and technical programs, the FAFSA and WASFA programs applications have opened up. FAFSA is the Federal Financial Aid Assistance, and WASFA is the school financial aid that is available to Washington residents and students in Washington who do not have social security numbers. So go ahead and consider that when you are thinking about how you may attend or pay for some of that post-secondary education. Remember that you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for community-wide resources. You can email us daily@ktqa.org. And if you missed anything that I read out during our KTQA daily briefing, you can visit us online at daily.ktqa.org, where you can listen to all daily briefings, click on each episode title, and see and read all of the daily briefings. Our phone number here at the studio is 253-330-8821. We love it if you text us or call us. We hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. We will talk to you at the conclusion of this week. My name is Becky, and it's been a pleasure bringing you the KTQA Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.